Are you kidding me? I say it out loud because it's inconceivable any place could be this hot and sticky before 8 a.m. My pleated waist shorts are wrinkling in weird places, and I'm rethinking the muscle tee over tank top that looked cute in the mirror, but now just looks eh. The air is so thick, it feels like the inside of a sweaty sneaker. At least I don't have to rush. Aventura High's only 6 blocks away, and I'm not exactly in a hurry to get there. It hasn't been a great morning. Eric was flying his remote control helicopter pre-dawn, and the thing zoomed into my room, and just as I lifted my head to flip my pillow over, it smacked into me. Hard. Ow! I cried out as the helicopter bounced off my forehead and landed on my comforter, writhing and twisting. I was already feeling pretty down. I feel that way a lot lately. The worst times are those moments right between sleeping and waking up. When I'm asleep, he's alive. When I'm awake, I pretend he's alive. I fool myself into thinking he's not gone. He's traveling, just like always. But when I'm in that thick, swimmy place, my senses just waking to reality, it smacks into me, just like Eric's stupid helicopter did. He's gone. Forever. And all I see are the scary accident scene images I force away every other minute of the day and night. So not only was I miserable, I was in serious pain. The maximum dose ibuprofen kind. Autumn, Eric said in this accusing tone as he ran in and picked it up. That was my Skycam. Thanks a lot. Skycam? I watched as he detached one of his small camcorders from the bottom of the helicopter. Seriously? You were filming me sleep? Mom told me to wake you up. You slept through your alarm. Then he picked up a sock I'd left on the floor and slam dunked it into my hamper. Sweet. Falls does it again. Not true. I didn't set my alarm. I blinked hard to clear my throbbing head. My brother looked like a kid on a cereal commercial, all bright-eyed and carefree, ready to tackle the day with the help of a good, balanced breakfast. It kind of made me nauseous. How are you happy? I blurted out. What? Aren't you nervous about the first day of school? No, he said. You should be. I told him, my eyes narrowing. It's all new, kids. What if nobody likes you? People will like me. He said it with conviction, but there was doubt in his eyes. I felt a flicker of triumph. Maybe they won't. I fixed him with a cold stare. It's the middle of the year. Everyone already has their friends. Maybe they'll think you're some strange intruder who does freaky things like record people in their sleep, and no one will want to hang out with you at all. Eric's mouth dropped open, and the confidence drained out of his eyes. It felt satisfying. Until he turned around and left, his shoulders hunched. Then I knew I was the most horrible human being in the universe. Because what I told him was really how I'm feeling about myself. My brother will be fine. I'm the one no one will want to hang out with. The one who won't fit in. Eric, wait, I called, guilt filling me. You left your Skycam. I don't want it. Eric, I'd make it up to him later. It's not that I wanted to be mean to Eric. He's just handling everything so much better than I am. I plucked my phone from my night table and texted Jenna 2 words. I suck. Then I dragged myself to the bathroom and looked in the mirror. I had a giant red lump in the center of my forehead. One of the Skycam's propellers had sliced a cleft right in the middle of the bump. So the end result looked almost exactly like a monkey's swollen butt. After a shower that only made the lump even larger and more horrifying, I went back to my room to find my mom on my bed. I know, I said when I saw her reproachful look. I'm a terrible sister. She just patted my pillow, so I sat down next to her. I'm a little taller than she is, which is still kind of weird. Like, I'm supposed to be the one taking care of her because I'm bigger. She put her arm around me and I leaned my head down on hers. Do I have to go to school? Ever? Is never an option? Do you remember why Daddy named you Autumn? She asked. Because he secretly hated me? Think about it. Autumn falls. It's a full declarative sentence that calls me out as a complete klutz and seasonally challenged. Here's Autumn. What does she do? She falls. Then there's the other problem. Summer is hot and beachy and outdoorsy and alive. Winter is cozy and snowy and tucked in and sleepy. Autumn goes back and forth, not sure what it wants to be. It's a messy season, scattered and uncertain. And that's the season I'm named after. Twice.